Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with 35 Raceway winner Tommy Gorman Jr. Then we'll speak with the winner from Montpelier, Zach Pretorius. And we'll have a conversation with Mars Tour winner Dylan Thornton. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Missouri at I-55. Logan Schuchart, Carter Starf getting Ironman victories. But talk about a big win. How about Kentucky? The North-South shootout at Florence Speedway going to hometown guy Josh Rice. Congrats to Josh. AJ Hicks wins at Willard. Paducah goes to Austin Redding. William Blankenship gets the checkers at Thunder Mountain. Knoxville, Iowa 360 Nationals to Ryan Timms. The Cappy goes to Kyle Larson, who also gets it done at the Oski Challenge. Andy Nesworski, a winner at 34. Independence goes to Gage Neal. Jacob Steinkonig back in victory lane at Highland, Illinois. Lincoln goes to Mike McKinney, and Brody Tucker gets the big trophy at Viola. Elkins, West Virginia to Jeffrey McCourt. Chris Meadows wins at Beckley, and Ona goes to Jake Keaton. Now to Pennsylvania and the voice of Colton Tobias from Jennerstown.
Oh, one more chance for DeLappy. Dennis Winter, he goes around. RJ DeLappy, he slides across the start finish line to win it.
Fantastic finish there. Pittsburgh to Matt Bernard. Marino Angelicchio gets it done at Latrobe. Erie's to Dave Hess. Indiana at Salem to JT Huffman. Ryder Van Alst with the victory at Anderson. Bloomington and Paragon wins to Ricky Lewis. Cale Cannon, a nice one at US 24. Shady Hill to McKay Winger. Ben Tunney wins at Speedrome. Sportstrom goes to Jerry Embry. Craig Mintz back at victory lane at Fremont in Ohio. Lima Land to Dylan Nussbaum. Josh Ray wins at Lorraine. Painesville to Craig Brackman. And Logan Lewis, the checkers at Goods. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the race winner and points leader in the division they call four-cylinder stock at 35 Raceway, Waverly, Ohio's Tommy Gorman Jr. Hey, Tommy, welcome to the show. And before we get chatting with you about the race and the victory and all, I noticed that you've got the Old Canal Barbershop on as one of your sponsors there. Do the boys at the barbershop cheer you on? Do you get a special hairdo if you, with this victory? What's that going to be like if you haven't already walked in the doors there when they come see you and the trophy?
I went in there yesterday and got my hair cut. And, that guy's been cutting my hair since I was a kid. So, he was happy to see me win. He's really, really pulling for me to get that championship this year, which, I mean, I think all my sponsors are. So
get a big dinner at the Diner 23. Isn't that one of your sponsors as well? Do they feed you pretty good there when you go in?
Oh, yeah, they treat me good. My wife and my mom work there, but they treat me awesome. Wow. The owners are great. Jamie, her and her husband owns it, and they treat me great. And anytime I need anything for the race car, they're there.
True grassroots racer, and now elevating his game, not only the points lead, but now finally getting his first race win of the season at 35 Raceway. Tommy Gorman Jr., our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication.com hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So what was it like to finally get this victory? Does now, with the points lead and the win, is it easier to sleep? Or is it now, you're starting to hear things and maybe now the guy that is leading in points, yourself, has got to worry more about those guys trying to chase you? What's the balance there?
James Deal, he's no slouch. He's second in points. And, we're good buddies. And he helps me, I help him. But, it really doesn't help me sleep because, I can mess up next week and he'll take the points lead. I mean, that class is just so competitive. It's a job. It's a job in itself trying to win that championship.
Well, 35 Raceway winner, points leader in the four-cylinder stock division, Tommy Gorman Jr., our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. I've seen your car in pictures. Looks super professional. How many crew members do you have on that thing? Do you got like 6-8 guys come over and work on it? It's beautiful.
No, actually, my wife, she's pretty well the crew chief. She she does all the air pressure setup, air pressure stuff for setup. She keeps everything going. She washes the race car. She washes everything. It's me and my wife.
Wow. Husband and wife team on top of the points at 35 Raceway and race winner, Tommy Gorman Jr., our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. But I understand that you didn't come from a stock car type background so much as you were a demo derby guy. How does that work when you're out there and somebody's close to you? Do you just want to just turn into them? I mean, how much tendency do you still have from those old demo derby days to now having to be smooth and take wins to earn points?
I really don't have any tendencies. You know, when I got out of it, my body doesn't like it anymore. I mean, I'm getting older, not younger, so I don't like hitting anybody. I don't even have that tendency to hit anybody. It's definitely a different world, but I have a lot of fun racing.
And definitely so. Tommy Gorman Jr., our guest of the profabrication.com hotline, 35 Raceway winner from last weekend, extending his points lead, a tight points battle in the four-cylinder stock division. They're off from racing this weekend, but they still have four or five races to go in the season. You got to get there. They're right off of 35 as it glides through central Ohio. And Tommy is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So crew chief and driver sometimes can be a tough act to deal with from just a couple of guys that knew each other growing up. Now you're married to your crew chief. How does that dynamic work when she and you maybe don't quite see eye to eye, crew chief to driver?
She's the boss. You know, she doesn't let me touch anything tire pressure. She does ask me what I want, but normally she's all about it. You know, we don't change tire pressures much from 1 week to the next. If we do, she normally is the one that doesn't and tells me later.
Tommy Gorman Jr., a good husband and a fantastic driver as well. The points leader at 35 Raceway, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Where can folks follow you on the internet to keep up with all the racing and maybe get this championship on your side?
I have a Facebook page. It's Gorman Racing, or you can add my personal page. It's Tommy Gorman Jr. I accept anybody. And that's where all my posts go. Is
give him a follow. Great guy. 35 Raceway winner, points leader, Tommy Gorman Jr. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Kurland, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, you know, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At The Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Montpelier Speedway, 410 non-wing, one of those awesome beasts you can have out there. This car is just an amazing piece to handle. Zach Pretorius, how are you there, Zach? Welcome back to the show. First win of the year. And let's start out with just how does it feel to finally get that victory that seemed like was so close a number of times already this year?
Yeah, it feels fantastic. I mean, we've worked so hard this year, and I feel like we've come so close so many times. And, you know, running second here and running third there, and I think we've run third 9 times this year. So we've been knocking on the door all year. We were leading during Indiana Midget Week, the sprint car portion, and got taken out by lap cars that crashed in front of us, and I had nowhere to go. So I feel like it's been right at our fingertips all year, but it feels fantastic to finally click that off, especially after a sprint week where I felt like I was a little maybe disappointed. Feels great to come right out of that and get our first win of the year.
Come right out of it and do it on a historic track like Montpelier Speedway in the 410 non-wing sprint car there in Indiana. Zach Pretorius, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. A win is always great, especially in an amazing car like that. But you had a win in May that is life-changing. What happened in May that was so significant?
In May, I graduated from Ball State with my accounting degree. Took me, 5 years to get my 150 credits, and I finally got out of there. And it was a great time to learn and grow as a person. And now that I moved on and I'm starting my studying for my CPA and getting all that certification done. But and then obviously still doing the racing thing. But it's been fantastic to finally get that done and under my belt. And I learned so many things, and it's great to be, but it's also great to be moving on to, being an adult and getting out in the real world. So been fantastic, and I've been having a great time this summer racing. And then, it feels great to have that, under my belt.
Zach Pretorius, winner at Montpelier Speedway, graduate of accounting at Ball State University. A big summer for this Indiana native. He is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Gasco Gaskets are engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets available at profabrication.com. So going to school and racing, I don't really, see a block in there where you took time off from the track to not race to study or to study and not race one way or the other. How were you able to work both in so closely all throughout those 5 years to earn your degree and still be this good on a racetrack?
I would just spend a lot of my days, class and study. And then at the end of the day, you go home and have dinner with the family at the house, and we work on the race car and make sure everything's done. And it's a lot of running and a lot of work, and don't have any crew guys. So it's on me and dad to do a lot of that stuff, and my mom to help with a lot of that stuff as well. But definitely a challenge, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I've loved it. And, those two things being my priority focus, takes up a lot of time for sure, but I've had a great time, managing that, and it's not been so bad. So, obviously I've had a great time, but,
I'll tell you, your parents are to be commended on the son they raised, not only a nice young man and a winning race driver, but to do the work ethic that it takes to graduate and keep going to college prior to it and to still race to earn his way. Zach Pretorius, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, a fantastic representative for his family, his school, his state. And now you got a little marketing in that accounting thing because you got a big old sponsor on that race car. What can you tell us about the folks that, have partnered with you to help progress your racing career?
Absolutely. So over the past, couple of years, I've been fortunate and blessed to meet a couple of great guys that have been, instrumental in creating a new partnership for me. T.A. Smith, the Beast, with Shadow Fulton, and he's been a great partner. And then obviously Terrence with T.A. Smith Distributing, they've been fantastic. And I'm hoping to have them on for multiple years. They've been fantastic. And
what is it that as a sponsor, they got the name of the car and they're helping out with the different things, but what have they asked you to do to help them? Have you gone to appearances? Have you done certain things? What's that side of it like, other than just wheeling the car with their logo on it?
Absolutely. Right. This, so far, they really haven't asked a whole lot of me. They've been really, they've just kind of let me do my own thing. And we've created a lot of, special events. We've done a lot of fan like meet and greets. We've done a lot of, you know, opportunities where people can try the product and get shirts and meet me and meet the family and everything. So it's been fantastic. And I'm hoping that, you know, that we get to continue to push their product. The Beast is a fantastic partner to have. And it's everybody, you know, says that they love the way the car looks and everything. So it's been fantastic to work with them. And you know, getting their name out there has been fantastic.
Well, Zach Pretorius getting the name out for himself and then bringing along brands like the Beast to be able to showcase his talents as he did last weekend at Montpelier Speedway in the 410 non-wing sprint car at that Indiana track. The Ball State accounting graduate, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So in those meet and greets, you know, those fans are the customers of any potential sponsor. What's that interaction been like for you? Are you getting more comfortable interacting with the fans?
Yeah, absolutely. I've learned a ton this year. This has been my first year, like, really having what I would consider like a fan base, I guess. Lots of people, you know, obviously the Beast has attracted that a lot, you know, like, and becoming a partnership with them has really grown both of us, I feel like, in a great direction. So it's been fantastic. It's a lot of work, but I love, you know, meeting new people and interacting with people. I love, you know, getting to talk to new people and see how they feel about the racing and, you know, what tracks they go to. And I love learning about all new people. So I've met a ton of great people in a ton of different industries. It's been fantastic. I've loved every minute of it this year.
Zach Pretorius loving every minute of it on his way to Victory Lane as well last weekend at the 410 non-wing sprint car at Montpelier. Where could folks follow you on the internet to keep up with what you got going?
I have my Facebook and Instagram, my Zach Pretorius Racing Facebook, and then just Zach Pretorius on Instagram. I have a website where you can buy merchandise, shopzachpretorius.com. I think that's all I have, but, yeah, feel free to text me, reach out.
You go.
Sure. You want to talk anything? We're always there.
Zach Pretorius, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for doing this. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
You come to Bristol for the race. You stay for this. You remember this. It's Bristol, baby. It's Bristol, baby. Because what you came for is never just what you get. It's more. It's always more. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race at Bristol, September 19th. Get your tickets today at bristolmotorspeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today, available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Kyle's going in the wall head-on.
Usually when NASCAR legend Kyle Petty's looking backwards, something's gone very wrong.
Boy, that was a big hit.
But not when Kyle's counting down the biggest songs of the past.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with our friend Kyle Petty, turning back the clock on our musical time machine known as Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
And for once, I'm along for the ride as we look in the rear view, find out what songs took the checkered flag, and reminisce with the kinds of stories only I can tell.
So join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk. I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
You think Jimmy Johnson
forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category. I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, latest winner on the Mars Series, running all across the Midwest, this time at Macon Speedway, Dylan Thornton. Hey, Dylan, welcome back to the show, and what a win on a very uniquely tight little racetrack there at Macon. Jason Fager, Mike Spitola, Ryan Unziger, like some royalty from Midwest Racing, back behind the kid from California, who is now third in the series points. What was this victory like, meaningful to you to finally vanquish this and get the victory?
Oh, for sure. I mean, meaningful in a couple ways. I would say very relieving, first off, because we kind of took a step up this year doing more open super late model racing. So our win column hasn't been quite what it's been the last couple of years. So that's something that, we know we stepped up, but at the end of the day, you want to win races. So kind of gets hard going in all the way into August without having won a race yet. Granted, like I said, we're racing totally different stuff here, but that was relieving. And I would say, it meant a lot to finally get my first open late model win out of the way, because that's something that's kind of hangs in the back there. We've won a lot of limited type late model races that are close to open style racing, but still not quite the same thing. So it was nice to finally get that open win out of the way.
Oh, and Dylan did it in fine style, winning the Mars Series race at Macon Speedway last weekend. Dylan Thornton, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Were your owners, Brenda and Ricky Kay, there, or did you have to like FaceTime them from wherever they were back towards their house?
No, they were there. Brenda doesn't miss a single race. Every now and again, Ricky can't come, but Brenda, it doesn't matter where it's at, she does not miss a race. So they were both there, luckily, and equally as excited.
What was it like to look in their eyes, with all that they're putting in and the quality level that they're trying to achieve with their team, to see their faces there in victory lane because you drove the wheels off the thing to get it there?
Oh, it was cool. We won a lot of races, but I think that was probably some of the most exciting. And so that was cool. Seeing how happy they were, that meant a lot.
Well, Brenda and Ricky Kay, owners of the car that Dylan Thornton, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, took to victory lane at Macon Speedway in the Mars Series. And the ProFab hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. So with this victory and with Brenda and Ricky apart with Jeff Hoker for the upcoming World of Outlaws late model race at Maquoketa Speedway in Maquoketa, Iowa, August 20th through 22nd. That's next weekend. The Hawkeye 100. Will you be there to watch, or are you going to throw your hat in that ring and see how things play out against the Outlaws?
Oh no, we'll participate in the race. That's one of their favorite things to do, is go to their races and stuff like that. So it's cool to show up and support them, and then race against the Outlaws and stuff. We do it a handful of times throughout the year, so when they're this close, we always go race with them.
What's it like to race? You're now racing regularly, Unziger, Fager, and the others in the Mars Series. That step up, and then even that additional step up, when you got Pierce and everybody else that runs on the World of Outlaws tour, how are things different if I'm a competitor running locally and winning? What can I expect as you're starting to encounter, as you're stepping up your program? What's different about it?
We on the regional level, it's a very professional level, but that is the national scene is a totally different side of professional level. So there's a lot more professionalism about it. A lot of things to do different, and at the end of the day, you just have to be on top of your game racing against guys like that. When they travel up and down the road every single week, going all over the country, they're pretty good at what they do. So you got to kind of show up and be on your game if you even want to compete.
Well, I think you're right. Matt Curl and those guys in the Mars Tour do a great job, and then at least they reflect kind of the relationship between Mars and the World of Outlaws late models close enough that I would imagine the schedule and how they do things sort of close, or do you having to almost relearn the routes to school, if you will, how you have to get yourself ready as a driver, when hot laps happen, when the driver's meeting happens, things like that. How is that different across those two series? And for the local guys, how much is it different than, their hometown track would be from this?
Yeah, I mean, the Mars, they reflect a little bit of it, but the show has just ran really fast. which of the Mars shows are typically ran fast as well. But when you get to the Lucas or the World of Outlaws shows, they're, you know, extremely quick, go, go, go. And, you know, that's why those guys have 3-4 crew guys with them. And so that's another, you know, sort of piece of the puzzle. You don't have any time to do anything, you know, so you got to be prepared in the best way you possibly can be so that you're not behind the eight ball all night. And that's actually probably one of the biggest things about going racing something like that is, especially if you have to run a B main, you know, the time between qualifying to the heat race is typically not very long. And then usually not too many support classes between the heat race and your B main. And typically the B main is back to back with the feature. So
got to be on your game. Dylan Thornton was at the Mars race at Macon Speedway, taking the win there. And he's getting ready to run the World of Outlaws late models at Maquoketa, August 20th through the 22nd, the Hawkeye 100 at Maquoketa Speedway. He's our guest on the ProFab Hotline. If you could put the right sponsors together, what makes your team worthy of sponsorship? So maybe you could go to the World of Outlaws or Lucas next year and make another step up. What would be of interest to a sponsor that makes your group good?
I mean, I would say just on a personable level, you know, there's a lot of teams out there that, you know, they get funding and stuff like that and from family, friends or whatever, but, you know, we're kind of just, your real people, you know, I mean, not saying anybody else isn't, but we do everything pretty much on our own at this point, and we have a few sponsors here and there. And
well, down home is a great way to go, and winning it is another thing to bring along. Dylan Thornton, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Where can we find you on social so we can you know, kind of get to know you better?
We have a Facebook page. It's Dylan Thornton Racing, and then website. It's just dylanthornton.com.
There you go. Look him up, check him out, and watch this driver continue to rise. He's a good one. Dylan Thornton, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Packett.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three.
Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Racing going on all across the country, some weather in some spots, some not. Make sure you check it all out through social media, PRN at the track on X, Facebook, and Instagram, all powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at HuntBrothersPizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.